Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Ooh, I like that one. That's good.
Changing it up.
Okay, you guys, we are going to be recapping and talking about Vanderpump Rules, Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky, episode one. Okay, so let's just... Do you think this is a good idea for Vanderpump Rules to do?
Well, I can't believe it's only six episodes because I'm not sure I've ever seen a show that's only six episodes, because I think even Queen Bee's, which none of us can find on any outlet whatsoever, was like eight episodes.
That may have been a six. That's sounding really familiar.
It might. That's the Stassi one. Again, I was so desperate this weekend. I'm like, I gotta find this. Like, I looked for VHS. I looked for anything. Like, I will pay a top dollar, and like, I just can't. Like, I basically have to contact the network.
Well, you know, there's a bunch of shows that I want to see. A really nerdy one. Oh my god, I don't even know why I'm saying this.
See if, like, Paradise Hotel,
like, I want to watch the old MTV Making the Band.
Yeah.
Once, like, where, like, I loved when P. Diddy was trying to make his boy band, and they all were covering Can You Stop the Rain? Like, it was so amazing. Like, they all did it, like, over and over. And it was, I want to freaking watch it. I can't find it on YouTube. I can't find it on any freaking, it's like, put it on iTunes. Come on. Like,
the show that he did, like, Aubrey O'Day?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. But,
yeah, I would,
like,
think
back in the day, like, it was good. Like, it was very, very, and how fun would that be to watch that shit again?
Like, on YouTube, you can find snippets of Queen Bee's, but like 2-minute snippets, like the intro, the pre whatever. Like, so it's annoying because it's enough to get you into it. I just want to see Stassi in her
prime.
Me
too.
So, I don't know. It's killing me though. How far we've come. We have everything on demand at our fingertips, and it's like, I still have my Blockbuster card. So FYI, I'm very proud of that.
Remember, like, after, like, the Blockbuster card was out, and then, like, you had to buy, like, the DVD set, and it was, like, literally $60.
Yeah.
Like, I bought...
Well, I have them, like, in that drawer over there. Like, my sister, like, still, I think they were, couple years ago, she got me, like, the Ally McBeal box set, and it was, like, $69.99 at Target.
Yeah, and it was, like, a major Christmas gift. Like, if
totally.
If you open that, you're like, yes, I got, like, the whole season of the OC, or...
Yeah. I actually tried to do that, too. I was going to buy One Tree Hill for, my friend. She was going through... My friend has a daughter, and she's going through terrible chemo and stuff. She's like 12 years old. I'm like trying to like think of shows. I'm like, oh, I bet she'd like One Tree Hill, because it's not too old where it's unrelatable. Like, I don't think she'd like 90210. It's like
Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah. But it was like, the box out was like $70. I'm like,
yeah,
no, I got her a bunch of DVDs and then some $70 worth of makeup. Like,
that's
no.
Cool.
Yeah, she loved it. But yeah, I couldn't believe how expensive that still was.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But can't you on-demand that or Hulu it or
another,
something?
Like, I had to order, like, a couple of seasons that I wanted. Like, there was another one on MTV called, like, Ocean Avenue that was all about models in Miami. I bought that one. I bought, like, the Cheyenne Kimball series. All things I had to special order. It's like, come on, just make it available.
See, I loved all the Fox ones, like Paradise Hotel and, like, Temptation Island.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I would like to rewatch those.
Yeah.
Because it'd be kind of like a new show again. Even The Simple Life.
Oh, that would be... I feel like that would be a bit... Yeah, okay, yes. Okay, so my first thought of this spinoff was, really, Jax is the one who gets the first spinoff? Like, I mean, that had to just rock everyone's world. I wonder what the cast really thought of that. And I think an article came out on one of those dumb sites.
Well, I saw him, too, address it. He said that the people had... some pushback, like they were, you know, a little annoyed, but then they got over it and then they were happy for them. And I think if Brittany did not exist, people would be pissed off, but because they like her so much that they're like, all right, well, we're happy for Brittany.
I mean, and what, like, did she just luck out or what? She comes on to the show and gets a show right off the bat.
Yeah. So these whole, like,
she gets a job, she gets to be a server, yeah. She gets to, like, she's...
This is a really, like, good stepping stone for her. Like, right now, she's in a position she could, like, easily dump him and go on and be, like, on Basketball Wives. Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, I'll tell you this now coming up, but like, she is now like before she needed them, right now she has pretty much everything at her fingertips. Like she can pay her bills. She's looking great. She's got this great personality. It's probably very refreshing, especially in LA. I don't know. I'd be a little nervous if I was Jax. Okay. So yeah. Let's talk about what I found out.
Yes. Yes.
In my investigative journalism weekend in Vegas.
Yes.
So, okay, like Stassi is Carrie Bradshaw, I am like Dorinda and Sonia, and I love to drink. So I was in Vegas, and I went to this place and was sitting at the bar. I actually had like a tasting menu, so it wasn't like that much of a drunk tard. But I sat at the bar because I was by myself. Yeah, I know. Loser. Whatever. I'm there for a slot tournament that I was invited to, so... not that sorry. Anyways, so I'm sitting at the bar. The bartender starts talking to me because there's really nothing else to do. And he's telling me how hungover he is. And I'm like, oh my God, that must be the worst job in the world, having to be a bartender when you're hungover. Because I can't even hear the word alcohol nor look at it.
No.
And I will die.
Or smell it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it was a rough night. And... he's like, oh, well, it's my girlfriend and I's anniversary. So then the other bartender kind of comes around at that point, and she's like, oh, well, where'd you go? And he goes, oh, well, actually, he's like, we went to this premiere party. He's like, our friend, she, like, it was really weird. She got on this new reality show, and they had a premiere party last night. Okay, so this was Thursday that I was sitting there. So the night before was Wednesday. So I'm like, And I'm not saying I'm eavesdropping because I'm part of the conversation. Like, the second bartender kind of came into it. But at this point, they're kind of talking. But I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I'm in Las Vegas. We just did a deep dive on Britney. I know Kara lives here. Premiere party last night. New reality show. So I, like, flat out, I'm like, is your friend Kara? And he, like, totally stops in his tracks. He looks at me. He's like... wow. He's like, how did you know that? I'm like literally all he said was his friend was in, got a part in this reality show and it premiered last night and we just had a little premiere party. I'm like, oh, Kara? And he just kind of like was like, I felt a little stalkerish, but because we had already established a relationship, I think we're cool.
I mean, that is so amazing.
It was
that
so
you,
amazing.
Like, crazy.
That's something you would do.
Yeah,
I would be like, shh, shh.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's like, so proud. Yes.
So anyway, so then we start talking and he starts like telling me things and dishing. And at one point I like stop and, cause I was like, okay, where was the party? And he was like, oh, it was at PT's pub. It's where we work. He's like, I work there 3 nights a week with her and, blah, blah, blah. And he starts telling me about what this place is and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's not that interesting, that part. But eventually we get to he's like, oh, yeah, she says episode 3 is when it starts to heat up. Well, I guess now that we know that there's only 6, it's not like much of a cliffhanger there. But next week, people, yeah, inside scoop, it starts to heat up. But I said, so I'm like, okay, so they, I go, I know what happens. I go, I've seen enough preview to see that Jax and Kara really get into it and fight. And he's like, yeah. He's like, it's pretty bad. I go, so is she over it now? Does she like him? And he's like, oh God, no. She hates his fucking guts.
What?
I was like, really? Oh my God, yes. This is good. So
that's good.
That's what I'm looking forward to the show, because now I know it's going to be like real and authentic because she still fucking hates his guts.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's how Britney and Jax met, was through her. I'm like, yeah, I do know that. I go there at a club and she was talking to Katie and I start like, I'm like, okay, wait, shut up. Don't sell this.
Oh my God. That's so he's like, funny. Oh.
But he's like, yeah, he's met Britney several times and he's like, oh, she's like super sweet, very nice. But then he's like, you know, he's like, honestly, like, I thought she looked better before her boob job, which is what we've said.
Yeah.
He's like, it just, I don't think it did her any like justice and it kind of like filled her out. And I, we all know, like, obviously there was a change in body shape. It wasn't just the boobs, but, and she looks fantastic right now because she's been working her ass off. But like just the boobs themselves, like she looked better the way she was, but to each his own, it's her choice. But it was interesting hearing that from a guy's point of view, and a straight guy's point of view, because he has a girlfriend, that he thought she looked, you know, better before, but that she's very nice and genuine. And so is Kara. I said, oh, it'd be fun if, like, Brittany dumped Jax and Kara and Brittany had their own reality show. And he's like, oh, no. He's like, Kara's into motherhood. He's like, no one would want to watch that show. Like, well, like she sounds like she's settled down and stuff.
Huh.
And then the other thing he said was, he's like, well, he's like, actually, my best buddy is with Jax's ex. He's the baby daddy of, you know, their kid and whatever. And I'm like, which ex? Carmen? I'm like, oh, wait, you're in Las Vegas. I'm like, oh. He's like, you know, and he kind of describes her. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then realize her name's Tiffany. Remember Tiffany?
No way.
Who, like, he was bouncing between Carmen and Tiffany.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Tiffany was the one that hooked him up at the Hard Rock in San Diego.
Yeah.
And then he cheated on her with that.
Yes,
and she
yes.
totally called him out. So she has a kid.
God, exclusive here. Like, yeah.
I was like, I would take a sip, take a bite, and then kind of, like, throw out another question. But he's like, yeah. He goes like, oh, no, it's my best friend. And they have a kid together. And he's like, yeah, Jax came in one time. I think it was earlier on, like either they just had the kid or they're, and he's like all puffed out and walking in like he's the shit. And he's like, what's up, dude? Like he was gonna like intimidate this guy. He goes, my buddy, he's like buff. He was like, but he's country. He's like, he is country inside. So he stands up. He's like, he doesn't take any shit. And he's like, Jack's like kind of cowered and ran away like a little bitch.
Oh my gosh.
So it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I can see but that.
Good for Tiffany. And okay, what else did he say? So that, he said the show heats up. I love that Kara still hates Jax. That makes me laugh. Oh, he said, oh, and Brittany. So we were kind of talking. He's like, well, she was a big Hooters girl, into the Hooters scene. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I know. And, you know, she like lived in the city for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, he's like, she dated some major athletes. He's like, she was no, you know, plucked chicken off the farm. He's like, no, she was like, you know, very much in the scene and was with some major athletes. Which he said in the plural sense, we know the one that we talked about. But
uh-huh.
That's where I'm going with this is like, dude, she could like, and not that she needs to be the girlfriend of somebody, like she can be her own, obviously, person, but I'm just saying, kind of like what Jax is, or I mean, Brittany's dad, he's like, I'm just worried about if he's able to like take care of her, support her, like she's a Southern girl, like conservative, traditional, whatever, like she probably wants that role.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if Jax can do it for her.
Yeah. I don't know.
Guess well, that's what she wants.
Jumping ahead a little bit, the other thing that like was like super odd to me is as when that scene when Jax was talking to Meemaw and to the mom and saying, you know, he's all hammered and he's like, you know, I just on the subject of marriage, I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know,
we're moving forward.
Yeah, I am designing a ring with a jeweler. but her response was, you're going to be my son-in-law? My son-in-law is going to be Jax Taylor? Jax Taylor is going to be my son-in-law? It's like, no, bitch,
it's going to be Jason.
Yeah, that's not his name, first of all.
And it's a different last name, too. Like and Jason, like, something.
And you really are proud of that? Like, at least with the athlete guy, like, that is something to be proud of. Like, to be an athlete at a college level or whatever level he was at takes discipline, hard work, mental
yeah.
Strength.
Totally.
You know, it's like I just.
Military.
I just don't yeah. see, like.
Yeah.
Like, my mom would be.
I don't know what you're talking about because he did the sweat garage challenge for 30 days, Holly. 30 days. He is so mentally strong.
I. Okay, let's jump into.
And he got a free membership for plugging it every day.
Oh my gosh.
Before I finish, so my insider scoop. That was super fun and I loved it. And the guy was super nice. It sounds like Kara's like fun and, but can I just tell you guys later? So like, it was like the perfect day. So I had that and then I went and gambled And I was like sitting there and I'm just people watching us right on the aisle of like when people come in from come into the Venetian and like they're going somewhere. And I'm just watching people. I'm playing Family Feud, Ode to Ariana. And I'm winning. So I've got money in there and I've got my card in there and all that shit. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this girl's like striking. And I'm just kind of looking at her, but like not like registering, just like fucking flawless, whatever. Jealous. And then like she walks by and I realize that's Lala. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's fucking Lala. But I have all my stuff. I have to cash out my ticket, which as you know, it takes like 15 seconds.
Yes.
And then I have to pull my card out. I have to shove everything in my purse.
It's the worst when you hit cash out and it's like, do you want to cash out?
You're like, no. Yeah.
Like, yes. Like I didn't just hit it for fun.
Right. And if I did by accident, I'll just put it right back in.
Yeah.
So like I have to wait for all that shit and then I'll like chase after her. I don't know what I'm going to say, but now, of course, you always think of things after the fact. Now I know what I would have said, but whatever. Anyways, I'm like, I can't find her. I'm looking right, left. Like there's only one walkway. And then I look up and I'm like, motherfucker.
When you just said that, the first thing that came to my mind, which is what I would have done, which is very foolish, is I probably would have like yelled her like song lyric at her. I'd been like, let me know if I can fuck with you, boy. And like, Lala, I love you or something like that. That'd be so stupid.
It would have been horrifying because she was already on the escalator and almost at the top of the escalator. So no one would have heard it except for everybody but her. But
and yeah. She would go zooming past and be like, that was weird.
So I finally like look around. I feel like I'm looking like Scooby-Doo, like which way did the villain go? And I'm like looking around like a high speed chase and I see she's at the top of the escalator and there's a bunch of people behind her. So it's not like I can like, okay, let's get my stair climbing experience. Like, let's test that from 20 years ago. Like hop some steps up the escalator. Like, no, that wouldn't happen. But plus there's people in the way. But I did see her and I'm like, okay, I wasn't going to take a picture. I'm like, what the fuck? Take a picture. Holly will kill me. So I'm like trying to zoom and take a picture. And she did post in that outfit later on.
It's yes, like that. I saw the bathroom selfie and I was like, she's at the Venetian. I can tell.
At the tan and the tan sweater. It was like a weird choice.
Wait,
for
didn't going... she do that nude photo in there? Like the Kim Kardashian-esque one? That's in the hotel room, isn't it? That was the night you saw her.
I don't remember that photo.
I think it's in the same bathroom.
Well, she like, had that major suite.
Yeah. I'll show
I
it to
you. I don't...
Maybe not.
Because she came in down the aisle from like where people like taxis off at the Venetian.
Yeah.
Like, why would you come through the lobby? And she was with this white guy, like, I don't know, I'll say 30 years old, with a big backpack. Like, I think that was like her handler or her receiver. Like, I assume... Okay. Because if you go up the escalator, you're going to Tao. So I'm assuming she had an appearance at Tao, or she was just going to Tao, or had a table where she was meeting maybe her boyfriend, but they didn't want to walk together through the casino. So they...
Okay.
But she had like someone that it wasn't like they were friends, and it wasn't like he definitely wasn't a boyfriend. It was more like he was a handler or a receiver, not a security guard. Because he was just, you saw the picture. He's just like a normal average white dude with the backpack. He was like accompanying her.
Yeah.
Showing her where they're going to be or something. So I'm assuming she went into Tao, but like she had a really conservative outfit on. She had like a pageboy hat on and like a tan sweater over a tan dress. Like a sweater as in like a Lisa Rinna duster. Like a long sweater and boots.
Yeah,
like,
she 100% took the nude photo at the hotel.
Yeah, so it wasn't like she was shopping. It was like she was, I didn't see that
this one. This is in the same room that this is shot in.
Yeah, that's the outfit.
Yeah.
That I saw her in.
Because when you sent me the picture.
That doesn't really look like club wear, does it? Because it's like tan and covered up. But that's why I'm thinking maybe she was meeting your boyfriend there.
Yeah.
I don't think she was shopping at 11 p.m. on Thursday night.
I mean, she looks really cute.
Oh, her skin looked flawless. And I say that because she's talked about having such bad acne and acne scars that I'm like, fucking where are they? Because I just saw you now a couple times up close. And
I mean, when we saw her at Sir, she looked
Victoria's Secret Angel.
I've never seen someone in person that looked like that, that I've like seen on TV and wondered, like, I wonder what they look like in person.
Yeah.
The only other person that I was like that shocked by, well, two people, Heather Locklear and Lisa Vanderpump, was very shocking in person.
She was way more striking in person.
Way more. Yeah. Her skin was more beautiful. Her tiny. Butt was more beautiful. Her
waist was like 1800s.
And she, just the way she walked, that's not captured on like her. Like,
Kyle and Kyle and Camille looked like exactly how they look on the show.
Yes.
Like stunning.
Yes.
But the same.
Yes.
Whereas yeah, Lisa looks so much better in person.
Yeah. And I, you know what? I have to say, this is like, now I'm like going to not a very great comparison, but another person, another example of that is Vicky Gunvalson. I don't think that she looks horrible on camera, and in person, she looks surprisingly better. I don't know.
You have said that. Yeah.
It's just, it's weird. I don't know. And I've
been to her work, and she's been to Brianna's condo.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah, I get it. But Heather Locklear looked good in person.
Oh my God, yes.
My roommate,
I saw her years ago, though.
That's when when I had a roommate years ago. He said the same thing, and that she was super nice. And they were like at like IHOP or something.
I think the most. I mean, you picture that she's little,
yeah.
But seeing her in person was like, you've got to be kidding me. Also, Pamela Anderson. I saw her when she was dating Kelly Slater.
When you went on a date with Kelly Slater?
Yes, exactly. And same thing.
Did she try to kick your ass?
No, she like didn't even know that I existed. It was so weird. I was like, hello, like I'm standing right here, your competition.
I'm dating your dude.
I'm in like a one-piece junior guard bathing suit. Like, why aren't you threatened by me right now? It was so weird. She was wearing a Hot Wheels t-shirt that was like a crop top. And I swear she has one rib or something. She has the tiniest waist I've ever seen.
It's how tall is she?
She's little.
Okay.
Little.
Like Heather Locklear.
Like 5'2". Five or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Where they're just like tiny little boned. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, come on.
Yeah. Heather Locklear looks amazing, but I wish she wouldn't have done so much blowfish work.
Yeah. When I saw her, it was not. Like, this was like... Before that,
she hit that point, and then she was on that Lifetime movie, and I was like, "Oh, you shouldn't have done that."
Maybe it will go down a little bit, though. Maybe she just over like catified herself, and it'll go down. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, I don't think I've ever seen anyone come back from that.
Heidi Montag.
That's true.
But she was so young.
That's true.
And it's been like 10 years.
Yeah, I feel like Heidi Montag needs to do a haircut.
Yeah, it's I just feeling saw that picture like what like Kristen looked. Fabulous.
Yeah, it just feels like a retired Playboy Playmate hair, where it's like, just I don't know, like maybe add some layers in or just cut it like a little bit. It's just like all I'm seeing is the hair, and she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's weird. It's like she's trying to be like Leah Jenner.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, I just thought of a conversation I just had with my friend that he was working in Laguna at Sunglasses Hut when they were filming, and I just realized at the time I didn't know what Laguna Beach was. I didn't watch that, blah, blah, blah. But he was working when they all came in like three different times, and he almost got in a fight with Jason. He's like, some Jason dude, and then I'm like, Jason really? Waller, and he's like, yeah, and he's like, Lauren, and she's like, she was a bitch. He's like, but he's like, that what's that girl, that Christine girl? He's like, oh, I could have gotten some trouble with her. I'm like, yeah, she's my favorite.
Oh, like, my God.
I'm totally on board with you. I love Kristen Cavallari. I find Lauren boring. And, yeah, Jason's a dick. I think we're good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But anyways, that kind of pisses me off that we were all hanging out down there during that time, and I just wasn't in the show.
Yeah. I know. I can't. So much stuff happens here. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, let's do it. Okay. Let's jump into Kentucky. Okay, first, have you ever been to Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't. And
I know what she's talking about with the little strip. And Louisville has a little strip, too. Like a little, I don't know, if you're in Seattle, a little Pioneer Square. If you're in, I don't know what other city to compare it to. But they have a little area where it's like, like I don't know, Promenade in Santa Monica, like Gas Lamp in San Diego. Like little closed off area you can just bar hop, and it's like, no cars.
Like Main Street in Huntington when they close it?
Yeah.
That? Okay.
Like Farmer's Market night.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's super fun. And but yeah, I mean, I kind of get Jax's point. Like, it is the state of, you know, Kentucky bourbon. Everything's Maker's Mark. That's like so, very prominent there.
So the whole basis of this show is Brittany is bringing Jax to get to know her family and friends better. She wants him to like really get into that whole family thing and kind of like get the family's blessing, I guess, maybe. Like, I'm just trying to figure out like what she's thinking and bringing him here for 2 weeks and why he would agree to it. I mean, other than the show.
Yeah. Well, we heard the show started by when he first visited there and just it was just her home video, like her, you know, cell phone videos. And she was just showing production when they were shooting. Just like, oh, look at Jax, like feeding the chickens. And like the production crew thought they were laughing their ass off because he was so out of place.
Yeah.
And that's how it kind of started. So, you know.
Okay. So let's talk about the song. Okay, so the song, now I wish I would have like really paid attention and maybe I will the second. We haven't watched episode 2 yet.
It was
all
the cool kids. It wasn't like the Vanderpump, like, I wish that I was like all the cool kids. It was like a different all the cool kids okay, song.
First of all, here's my question to like diehard Bravo people. Did they hire someone to write music for this shit? Because it seems so tailored to them.
Yeah, like, well, except for the cool kids because he's 38.
But yeah,
like,
it's all
kind of like on Dance Moms when they have those like versions.
Yes.
And special singers that sing the songs.
Yes, it's all, he lived in LA, then he went to the farm and he thought he was cool, but the dad busted his balls. I mean, like, come on.
Right.
It was like crazy. It was like so LA versus, you know.
Yeah.
But it was like so uncomfortable that it was like, it was very out of, like, it's like, okay, we get it. You're saying that Jax doesn't belong there. Okay. First of all, when did Jax move to LA? He is not from, he is not an LA boy.
Okay. Here. And I've had this discussion with many people. When people from LA get a really bad rap, those people aren't from LA.
No.
And nor am I, however. But every time someone's an asshole in LA, like a douchebag, a cock sucker, a dick.
They are not from here.
They're like the mean girl or the bully from every other city where they're like the popular mean girl, like the movie, like Regina George. And they thought they were the shit, so they came here to be famous. Those are the people that are acting like douchebags and dicks. The ones that are actually from here are very cool. They don't want to be in the limelight. They don't want to be on reality shows. They don't want to be like, and I'm not saying everyone, obviously there's exceptions to every rule, but yeah,
I don't know. I just like, I was already like, I was kind of thrown off how they were just really trying to shove down our throats or to anyone who isn't a true Vanderpump.
He's a city boy.
Yeah.
He's from Michigan.
Yeah. He's from Michigan. And
then he went to Florida.
Yeah. And he went to Florida and he's been here for what? Like 7 years. That is not.
And like, he didn't even go. He wasn't even in Miami except for like if he had a modeling shoot. He lived in, he goes to Rusty Belly's on the Gulf Coast. Like, that is not metropolitan.
No. So to act like he is like, he is like this chic model boy coming to Kentucky is a little, it makes me roll my eyes a little bit. So that's how I'm already starting it, because from the music, you know, they right away they set it up. The LA guy is so cool. And then, you know, it shows the down home people of Kentucky. And so, yeah, walk us through the episode a little bit. Sorry.
So, my favorite part is the beginning when they're talking about Sherry. And by the way, you guys have noticed, I'm like, I thought she looked beautiful in person when we saw her a couple months ago. And Brittany just did a recent post, but then someone was like, well, that's a filter. But whatever. She looked really pretty in person. And in a recent post Brittany posted on the show, however, I think it was pre-transformation, because it's not like she looks bad, but she's still got that poofy pageant hair and that frosty lipstick.
It's not even, I'm going to go into this a little bit. It's not even like poofy pageant hair. It's like, is there like humidity there or something?
Yeah.
Okay, like bad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. That's, it seems like it's that. Like,
that's true. It was this time of year. So it's like, I'll give her that.
But if you knew you were going to be on camera, wouldn't you like really make sure that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially because she already had like, but you know what? Maybe she hadn't seen herself.
Okay. Here is my like.
I think they filmed this before she saw herself.
This is what I am loving about this show. And this is why I'm on board 100%. It is raw as hell. Like someone did not tell them. No one told her, go straighten your hair again.
Right.
No one switch
your lipstick.
Yeah. And no one said like, hey guys, do you want to get like some napkins for this dinner instead of paper towels? Like it is real and I love it for that. Like,
yeah.
Because that's rare that we get like a reality show where it's like you're seeing stuff like, oh my God, like that's
not manufactured.
I mean,
there were still manufactured moments. I'll get into that in a minute.
Like, I'm sure there's some things that they're embarrassed about, you know, that they're seeing where it's like, ooh, I wish we would have put away that case of water or, you know, like just things like
that. Sometimes, like we used to say about like at Sheena's pool parties, we're like, did you not want to like maybe clean up that mess in the corner since you're being filmed? Like, yeah. My mom would have a heart attack. So would yours.
Yeah.
They'd be like, she has a heart attack with I'm coming home. And I'm like, I'm the one that makes a mess. Why are you cleaning?
I saw a thread the other day going off about Sheena's pool that was so effing hilarious. Someone was like, can Sheena stop posting like her pool is like the grotto in, you know, it's like, she's always floating in it. Everyone's always over there. She's acting like it's like the watering hole for Los Angeles. And it's true. It's like, that thing does not film well. There's nothing wrong with going swimming in your mom's pool. I am not knocking that, but she really acts like it is a 5-star resort. Your mom's pool
actually looks more like a grotto. That's pretty cool.
It would film better, I think.
It's like Vicky Gumbel. It's like a smaller scale of Vicky Gumbelson's pool.
Right, right. Yeah. But it's funny how like they continue
it. Hers looks like the 70s version, like everybody had, you know, just like in the bricked in fence thing and just the square.
It's just so typical, like neighborhood pool that you went to as a kid or something.
And like I get it, like if it was like right there where they all live,
but it's not.
They all have to drive like at least an hour.
All of their apartment pools are probably better than that. It's strange,
but I guess it's like free alcohol, free, they probably, the parents make a bunch of food,
probably so easy to film, the film crew probably loves it because they don't have to
pay for any permits. And that anyone can crash drunk.
Right.
When she does Snapchat that a lot.
Right.
She, like, Jeremy was passed out. Her ample boyfriend parking
because it's not, you know, it's like a neighborhood.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
And nothing wrong with it, by the way.
No.
I would like that. Super fun, super chill, but it is just funny.
Yeah, it's funny to look at in relation to other places they could go in LA or.
Yeah. Well, they use it. I appreciate that they use it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, like. Nobody ever uses shit until like they don't have it. Like, you know, you live by the beach, but you don't go to the beach, or you live by the mountains. You know what I mean? Unless you're like entertaining. So I appreciate that they use it.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sherry, the other comment I want to make about her is just a little observation, no judgment. So they start out saying she's on her fourth marriage, but she has the same last name as Brittany, and Brittany's father was her first marriage. So why has she never changed her name? And we have a friend that loves her name so much of her first husband that she doesn't want to change it. So it could be that. But like, wouldn't the three husbands after like have an issue with it?
Yeah, I'm sure that she has like bounced back and forth between changing it, don't you think? And maybe she just keeps going back.
That's terrible, though, to go back to that. Like, she should. If you're going to go back.
Your maiden name.
Yeah, if you're going to go back to your maiden name. Because Kris Jenner tried to do that while she was married to Bruce and tried to go back to Kardashian. And that didn't
fly over well.
Well, that was a fucked up thing. Like, if she actually did it now, I would empathize with her.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like.
Jesus. Trying to erase that part.
Yeah.
Right.
And we all kind of get it because you're like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, whoa, car wreck.
Yeah.
You don't know what that marriage was, but I'm sure it was good. But I would get it now. But when she did it, when she was married to Bruce, like, that is such a dick move.
But I mean, but that's not that we're getting into the Kardashians, but the way that she treated Bruce all those years leads me to believe that they had major problems. I mean, she treated mm-hmm. him like shit for so many years. And now that I know what happened, it's kind of like she's punishing him for being such a weirdo. Yeah. Not that that's weird, but I mean, it's a weird situation to go through. I mean,
yeah, if he wasn't ready to come out, then she probably, I mean, she says she didn't know, but she knew a little bit, but like, who knows?
It's just a freaking mess.
I wouldn't want to. I don't care who wants to do what and how they identify, but I wouldn't want to be married to someone and have them have a secret of being a different person than what they presented that they were. Like, that's just like betrayal and lying. But you know, it's fine. I get it. Obviously, it goes deeper than that because it's like they weren't ready to and whatever. But you know, at the same time, it's like, well, maybe. Why would you marry me if you felt that close to me, but you can't share like the most important thing of your life? Maybe you shouldn't have gotten married.
Yeah. And then to just do it so publicly and slam her the whole way. I mean,
and I am no Kris Jenner fan. No, Kardashian
me neither.
Fan,
me neither.
Yeah, I get it.
The whole thing. Yeah, I kind of liked it, but then I felt bad for her too.
Yeah, it was a bitch move on his part.
I can't believe, though, how much... Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. And like during the show, I liked him and I hated her. I'm like, God.
Me too.
Like, why are you treating him like such an
me
asshole?
Me too.
But like, I guess he got her back.
Yeah, but then it flipped again. Like, I feel like she's losing support and Kris Jenner is gaining support.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Whoa. It's
it made
just
me flip.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Totally weird.
Sorry. We digressed. Okay. Okay. So the name thing just noted. It's whatever she wants to do. Cool. But
now, did you like some of the other viewers notice the pink lipstick again?
Yeah. In every scene, it was either a frosty white or a frosty pink.
I mean, now I'm going to say something a little controversial here. I like it.
Okay.
I like that look. what was that girl's name that she was the mom of the bachelorette that wore the cute headbands? Shane Lamas.
I love Shane Lamas.
Okay. Her stepmoms wore that lip color.
Oh.
With her Lucite shoes.
Well, that was also like 2004.
I think she still does, though. I'm just saying.
I love Shane Lama, so.
Okay. Anyways.
Shane Lama's Richie.
I think she has the wrong coloring for that shade. Mm-hmm. And it's, but.
Well, Sheena actually just did a IG story or Snapchat with this like bronzy rosé frosted shimmery lip gloss. And it looked fucking fantastic. And I even screenshotted the color. I'm like, who am I kidding? This is like not going to look the same. But it looked really cool. And now it's, I guess, a frosty, shimmery.
Watch it come in and she's going to be like, told you.
It's just different versions.
You know what brand I used to wear of that color? Mary Kay. Mary Kay had an amazing. Maybe that's what she's wearing. Maybe she's a Mary Kay rep.
Oh. Well,
it could be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she said she had to close her tanning salon. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Can you share with the listeners who probably also all know this word and I didn't of the type of houses that everyone lives in on the property?
Okay. Well. Okay. So this is what I was shocked about. Because what she say they have like 500 acres or 5,000 acres?
Yeah. Beautiful piece of property.
Oh, amazing! Love it. But usually when you have like almost that acreage and also that it's been in the family for like decades, maybe even a century. So, you know, there's nothing to pay off there except for, you know, with the crops, they pay their taxes or whatever. But like usually on properties like that, you have like a farmhouse, like a 2 or 3 or 4 story, you know, like basement, attic, and then 2 stories.
Wait. Can you go back to pay taxes on the crops?
On the land. But do you pay the taxes on the land via your crop profit or your pig sales?
Are you serious?
What the fuck? It's a business. It's like their business. That's how they pay taxes. You know, when you own land hauling, you have to pay taxes on it. Oh. That's what happens if you move out and buy a house. I'm just preparing you for life.
See, this is why I don't have health insurance. I don't have a house.
I thought you did have it for
I complain about my rental insurance. Ronnie has insurance. My daughter has insurance through Vicky Gumbelson's insurance house.
House. You're turning into me. House. Big. But you don't. Okay. See, you can relate. And I can relate. We can all relate to Stassi. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Like she's most so of America can.
She's so relatable.
Yeah. But we know the bracket that she makes, like,
right
they don't make like Cheers money, like they're not making bank, but they're making enough for her to buy health insurance
to get a new Mercedes. She made enough for that
and Kristen's even like, oh, I couldn't afford the Audi, but I did the 2012 Beamer. Like, they're like doing within budget, but they're doing a lot better than a lot of other people in the country.
Right,
they can afford health insurance.
Right,
they can afford Chanel and Louboutins. You don't have health insurance, that just makes you a dumbass. Whatever. Of course, I've made those bad decisions too.
Yeah.
And we probably still do. But anyways.
Okay. The Ramblers.
The Ramblers. So I was expecting like a farmhouse, at least where Meemaw lives, like an old farmhouse.
One main house. White. With a porch.
A porch and, you know, a rocking swing.
Yes.
And like black shutters on white and blah, blah, blah. But no, instead there's like, they're like, here's my aunt, my other aunt, my other aunt, my mom, and my mama. And there's like four dotted, like little Ramblers. Holly didn't know what a Rambler was.
I have
was.
Never heard, like, I am so obsessed with that word right now. Like, I want to live in a Rambler.
Well, I mean, it's like you can here. They're just like $1 million. But it's like, it's in the Midwest. It's like, it's like your starter home.
Okay.
Or your retirement home. Okay. Or your average home.
Okay. Since
it's like nothing good, nothing bad, but it's like, you know, it's just like what it is. It's like a one level and it's like a 2 to 3 bedroom, one level. Your parents is one level. Like maybe that's a Rambler, but they have like this beautiful grotto pool. And
okay. To me, it looked like a mobile home, but not mobile.
Your parents is like 1,000 times better. Yeah, it just looked like a box.
Yeah.
It looked like a box Rambler to me.
It didn't look well insulated. Like, it looked like...
Well, Sherry's looked like brick, so that's well insulated.
Okay.
They got tornadoes there. They need to not blow away.
Oh.
But you thought it looked like a mobile home that's like one of those ones that are on foundations, but you can still move.
It just,
unlike a double wide semi.
I did not notice any brick and I didn't notice any wood.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I felt like it looked like that's in like RVs, that like wooded siding, you know, like that
paneling.
But yeah, like, or like a crappy cabin, in like Big Bear.
Well, when we watch part two, I'll pay more attention.
But anyways,
very small and dotted.
Okay. And here's my other question, since, you know, being from California, the real estate here, you get like a tiny little piece. So I don't understand what 500 acres is. I have no idea what that means. Okay. Or
like an acre is a football field.
Okay. Okay. So 500 is like what, but, 3 blocks or something? But I feel
like she said like they had like 3,000.
Okay.
Oh, but I could be convincing. Last night I watched Leah Remini's Scientology thing, and these people had 5,000 acres in Oregon. Which is like, oh my God, you might as well be Warren Buffett. Like, and it was fucking beautiful.
Oh my God.
If you guys haven't watched that, Annie, it's fucking amazing. But anyways, so 500 acres would be like, you know, most of this town.
Okay.
But it's like all rural. And so they don't need all the same permits they need living in the city because they're out in the country.
Okay. This is my question, I guess. So they should
be able to build a house for like nothing.
If we here had that amount of land, would it be weird, or is it weird that, so it's completely normal to have a piece of land like that and have everyone live on it, your whole family? Is that normal?
Well, yeah, especially that rural and that spread apart, but they look kind of like they were pretty close together.
Yeah,
like
when like they were like Meemaw's coming over, I was like, five steps, or how, like, when is she gonna?
Well, you saw the aerial shot and you could see like all four houses.
Yeah, like, it was like all, like, I felt like if the curtains were open, you could see everyone changing.
Yeah.
So that was, I don't know if.
A little too close together.
I would love to, like, have the opportunity to have a home on my family's land. Like, that's amazing. But that seemed like really up close Super close.
And then you saw they like had that like joint pool or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I would for sure drive you nuts.
Like I feel like you couldn't like eat a meal without like, someone smelling it or. Okay.
Let's just say, so Michaela's mom.
Yes.
You guys have heard Michaela on our podcast. So Michaela's mom went before she moved to Colorado. So like she moved across town. Like she and her husband, Amanda's dad, built a house on my parents' property.
Okay.
You've seen me do the driveway.
Yes.
So go down the gravel road, driveway to their driveway, blah, blah, blah. Same property, that kind of thing. Like that.
Okay.
However, you know, you saw the differences, the houses.
And right.
Whatever. But also private enough where you have to drive there.
That's good.
However, my mom would just pop in all the fucking time.
Oh.
All the time. And just walk in.
Okay.
Hello. Oh. As you're opening the door.
Oh.
So that was a problem.
Yeah.
But then when they got divorced and they sold that house, and then Marty was with John, her current husband, uh-huh. They moved across town. So probably took like 10, 15 minutes to get to their house. My mom would still do the thing. She'd drive over there, open the door. Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking drove. So like, yeah, they're in Colorado now. Like, yes, no pop-ins.
Yeah.
Like everybody. And then Kaya, when she lived downtown, like, you know, 5-10 minutes away, same thing. Hello. Like,
oh my gosh.
You don't have to be on the same property to have the pop-ins.
Yeah.
If you didn't have your situation, your mom would probably be doing that. Well, I know they would because they popped in on me.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I was super fine about. However, Holly's parents did a pop on me one day, and I was basically wearing a bra, and I always have my doors open, but no one can really see in unless you come right up, and it's not like I'm walking around in a bra, but I happened to be at that moment, and I threw on this like horrible tank
top. And didn't
you
just finish like a mask treatment?
Yeah, I had like a mask on my face, my hair in a bun, and like I was wearing these shorts with holes in them.
And it was like 9:30 in the morning. It wasn't even like right. Noon or something.
And nobody pops by. And I was like, oh my God, of all people to pop by, your parents.
Oh,
it was amazing because I loved riding their electric bikes, but I was horrified.
Yeah, I can't.
I looked like such a scum.
I can't.
So well, they're
obsessed with you, and they think that like you live in the coolest place, and like they're always like, "What's Sarah doing?" You know.
Yeah. So, anyways, they probably have a lot of pop-ins. I feel sorry for Sherry if she was like bringing home like dudes from the bar, and then she has Mima walking in the morning, like, "Hello."
Yeah.
She's like, "Get onto the bed."
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It just seemed super intimate and. Right away, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that. That looks like super...
in your face.
Yeah. I don't know that I like my family
that much. I wonder
if
she, like, moved back to the farm, like, after, like, this divorce or that. Because that's what Michaela's mom did. Like, after divorce number one, she had to move home.
Yeah.
So maybe, like...
I feel like Brittany said that. Like, she talked about that on something. Like, she said for a while they moved somewhere else so she could be closer to where she was going to school or something.
Yeah.
Or they moved to a different part of the farm or something. It was something like that, though. Okay, so overall, like, the first feeling that I got, like, when they kind of did, like, the tour of the houses was, whoa, okay, like, really? Like, this is going to be tough for Jax to hide who he is for this amount of time in this space. Brittany's mom shows them to their room and she says, are you guys good with sleeping in a bunk bed?
Yeah.
Because, you know, until you're married, I just, you know, would be most comfortable if it was that way. And Brittany right away is like, of course, mother, you know.
Do you remember when Sherry was visiting? Did Sherry sleep on the couch or did Jax? Because, you know, they only have like a one bedroom or a studio or whatever.
Oh.
That'd be an interesting
thing. Feel like it was Jax.
Yeah.
I don't remember her straightening up like her bed on the couch, but
yeah,
maybe. But like right away, I felt like that was forced that it's like, okay, I think that ship has sailed to act like they are, you know, pure of heart when they have lived together. Yeah. This isn't the first guy she's lived
put
with.
Them in separate rooms. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just seemed like it was just like a little.
And then bunk beds, like they're really not going to like be in the same. Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh God. Okay, here we go. And then, okay, what else?
So, okay. Sherry's lecture to Jax, and they kind of pan back to when she was in LA too. And they were talking about his commitment to her, his commitment to God. And then I just kind of started laughing because it kind of goes back to, oh, and Sherry's on her fourth marriage. It's like, okay, Sherry, so he can make a commitment, but as long as that commitment's good for what, a month, a year, 2 years, like how long were your marriages? As long as he makes that like commitment, you're good with that? Because, kind of.
Well, and I have to say that is definitely one of the flaws with being raised super religious, because that is all that is important to them. I was raised super, super strict Christian. And, you know, we were told to, like, you, if you wanted to, like, kiss a guy, you should marry him. Like, that seriously was the case. And, I mean, I cannot, if I would have followed through with that, I probably would be on my fourth divorce.
See, like, I had, like, same, but opposite. Like, obviously, my parents want that for me. But, like, my mom walked in. Catching me having sex with my high school boyfriend. It was horrifying. I was like, what did you see her face? What'd she look like? And he's like, Beetlejuice and whatever. So anyways, she's like, get downstairs and, you know, talk to me and my dad. I'm like, why do you have to bring my dad into it? And he's like, do you want me to stay? I'm like, no, I'm like the best fucking girlfriend ever. I'm like, no, you can leave, because I'd rather you not be a part of this. So like, he should thank me for the rest of his life, really, for that free pass. But
wait. So after you got caught.
By the way, the lights were on and I was in my sister's creaky bed, because I think my bed was a twin at the time. And the lights were on and I just finished doing something that, thank God, I was kind of done with that.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I was on top. So my back was to her. So only he could see her face walk in. So.
But she asked to talk to you both.
Oh, she like said my name in horrible shame, like, Sarah. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then, like, I knew I had to go downstairs. And he's like, do you want me to stay? And I was like, no, you can go. And so I go downstairs. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, oh, God. She fucking woke my dad up. Like, my dad is like a kitten. Like, he's the easier one to deal with. But it's just embarrassing because it's your dad.
Yes.
And she's like, so she tells, and so then they go, here's their thing. Well,
stop.
Do you love him?
No.
And here's the catch 22 for me. Because I knew, like, they had no problem with this dude, but they knew, like, this is not what they want for, he's just like a local towny farm boy, whatever. Like, my parents have really high expectations.
Yeah.
And like they expected me to be president pretty much.
Right.
And so like I knew they would be disappointed if I said yes, because they're like, oh, nothing wrong with it, but we kind of hope she'd like go out and like do some important shit in life. That's not important. Not saying that.
Saying
they just wanted like me to like whatever. And so I'm like, I feel like they'll be disappointed if I say yes, but if I say no, I'm a slut.
Yeah.
I'm a whore.
Yeah.
Not a whore, but because I don't think there's anything wrong with being a whore, because they're like making money and whatever. So then I'm just a slut, which I don't really have a problem with either, but you don't really want your parents to know or think about that.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, how do I answer?
What'd
like,
you say?
I did that. Yeah. Like I really like I gave no answer, but I gave it like a really like, okay, I don't want to be a slut, but I don't want to disappoint him, so I gave like I'm waving my hand right now, like,
yeah,
I'm like a fucking wave, like and they're like, all right, well, we just want to make sure you're safe. And then they had Marty, Michaela's mom, talk to me about, you know, safety, condoms, the pill, like, yeah, already on the pill, thank you, Planned Parenthood. So don't want to get political, but it's a very important organization.
Oh my gosh.
Because I did not create offspring when I was not ready. So thank you.
And
I'm still not ready, by the way.
And I cannot thank Planned Parenthood for that, because I didn't even know about Planned Parenthood. So I used the but the method of relying on the dude. There you go, mom and dad.
You're supposed to use abstinence, Holly.
Like, it's fine.
No, I was just having this conversation with Julia because we were talking about her daughter who is an addict and she has a big facial rash now or whatever. And,
oh, no.
Julia gave her some friends of like antibiotics from a friend. And I was like, you know what? She can go to Planned Parenthood. They give you antibiotics for diseases and infections. And like, it's not just for birth control and whatever. Who cares? We're not talking about that stuff. But yeah, I'm surprised she didn't, all my friends, we all went in high school and we gave fake names. We didn't pay a dollar, like nothing. It's like donation. Like everyone relied on that.
Crazy.
But you know, but then like the AIDS thing happened. So it was really like condom focused. So
yeah,
whatever. We're branching off.
Yeah. We're 55
speaking
minutes
of condoms, in. Speaking of condoms, Jax and his STDs. And Mima telling him and Brittany that Brittany's the prettiest of any girlfriend he's had.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. So I loved Mima. She is, you know, no bullshit and just I don't even know how to describe her, but I really like her. Mm-hmm. The whole dynamic is just amazing. And then her father is. Did I misunderstand that he lives very close to...
Yeah, like a mile away.
Okay, and that's weird because he is remarried on his second marriage.
Do you think that brother that she introduced us to was their kid? I don't think it was Sherry's. I think it was Linda's.
Oh, okay. But she does have one from Sherry. She does have a brother from Sherry, I think, right?
Yeah, I think she has a brother and a sister from Sherry.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, he might have been.
Yeah, we need to work on that family. Family tree is like jacked over there.
Yeah, I want to learn more about Linda because we didn't learn anything because I don't know if she's allowed to speak.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they're like, Linda, this has nothing to do with you. This is a Cartwright thing. So just please keep your head down and just cook the food. Make sure we have...
Chop up some of those American cheese loaves.
Yeah, get the margarine on the table with the knife in the bucket.
But I was a little surprised that it was a giant vat of Blue Bonnet and not Country Crock. Because it just seems like Country Crock territory.
I haven't even seen a Blue Bonnet in that size, like around here.
I don't even know like who would buy that anyways, especially when you are country living and you have livestock. Wouldn't you believe in like real butter?
I don't know. I was loving it and hating it. Just all of the meals like that they are eating are just like, I wanted to just like go eat like
that shit is made from non-livestock shit. They should be supporting their own business. It's made from oils.
Yeah, no, they were eating like crazy stuff.
Like, and did you see the bowl of green beans?
Yes.
Those were fucking canned green beans.
Oh, for sure.
That dark sage color.
Well, did you see
they're all the same
on the first night? Mima, like I swear, she put out some McDonald's burgers.
Yeah.
On a little platter. Like, those were not... They weren't from...
They were like, oh, we're grilling. And then they put them out. I'm like...
That looks...
They all look very manufactured. Yeah. Like, exactly the same.
Looks very McDonald's-esque.
But you know what? It is true, though, because when I do go, like, home and like, to barbecues and things like that, like, people do... They buy the Wonder Bread version of hamburger buns, so it looks like McDonald's, because they're very cookie-cutter standard.
Yeah,
like, they all look the same.
Yeah.
There's no artisan buns going on. So they do that. And they do eat canned green beans. And they do...
eat lots of casseroles.
I mean, the mac... Yeah, I mean, I grew up with those big fucking 5-pound logs of American cheese and Velveeta. And that's what she was cutting up today to make the mac and cheese. Like, you know when I make it here, you love my mac and cheese. I don't use that. Although, I mean, it is good. It makes the best queso.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good food. It's just not real food.
Right.
But, like, they actually have livestock, so it shocks me that they're doing the Blue Bonnet thing. Because, like, my mother, that's the one thing, like, she swears. Like, we grew up with hot dishes and casseroles. I had explained to Holly what a hot dish was.
Yes.
Some of you guys, I know you know. Maggie, I know you know. You're from the Midwest. What a hot dish is. Anyways, they're delicious. I made the tater tot hot dish for you.
Oh, my God.
Fucking delicious. But, like...
Like, I would be going to party... Like, if someone was having, like, a... I'm selling, like, oil, and they were going to serve a hot dish, I'd be there. Mm-hmm. Like, I would go there for, like, the... Oh. The presentation,
oh, like the
candlelight,
some,
yeah, yeah,
like parties,
yeah. Oh God,
the Tupperware,
the amount of money that I have written checks for, like to support a friend, are now staggering.
Now it's the Roden and Fields thing. Oh, your mom's friend did the purse thing.
Yeah,
the purse shells.
Yeah,
so you want to hear it really quick? You guys can probably relate. So Michaela was telling me about this Roden and Fields lash boost. And all her friends, she's like, all of a sudden she knew she's like, what the hell happened? Like, they all look like they have fake lashes and they've been doing this lash boost. Some, like, scientific genius concoction from Roden and Fields. So I'm like, well, I just want to get that, but I want to subscribe to the whole fucking membership. I'm done.
Oh, God.
I'm done with memberships and subscriptions, as you guys, I'm sure, are. Like, I'm over that. We all are. No more deductions. None of that.
Yeah, just like sell it on Amazon.
Oh, so I looked on Amazon. I'm like, my old roommate, good friend, I know she reps that, but I'm not even going to go there. I'm looking on Amazon. Everything's sold out. I found one. It was like $300 and some. I'm like, no.
Because that's how amazing it is?
Apparently.
Oh, my God.
And even Roden Fields was sold out, back ordered. And so I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to contact my friend, my old roommate, like from way back. But we're like... You know, it's just one of those people that you could not talk to forever. And it's like, hey, you want to come over for a slumber party? And it's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And she's so, wait, okay, you listeners, this is the kind of friend. She's into seeing Barry Manilow with me at the Hollywood Bowl. Okay. So it's that kind of friend. Like, you know, ride or die. But like, usually we like would die with each other's lives, but we'll still ride it out. Anyways, so I'm like, I know she's wrapping this. I see her posting all the time. I'm like, hey, is there any way I can just buy this? And she goes, well, funny you say that. I've been saving one for a very special customer. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Did I just get myself roped into?
Oh.
And I'm like, I just wanted to buy one from you. I don't want to subscribe. I don't want to go to a party. I don't want to blah, 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 blah. And she's like, well, I've been saving one for a very special customer. I'll send it to you tomorrow for free. And then I like feel obligated. So I have to look at her shit.
No.
And then I'm like, all right, I'll buy something just to get the free shit. Cause it's still saving. Cause it's $165.
This thing.
So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to buy 1 month's worth of this Roden and Fields shit. Michaela bought it because, again, one of her friends, because all those, you know, military wives, they do all these side jobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she did it, but she just can't afford it.
Yeah.
She's like, and they're like, you know, they're like telemarketers. They're like, they have a comeback. Well, if you really add up everything you spend on a monthly basis, you really can afford it because it replaces the need for this.
I hate that. I can't. Yeah.
So I don't even go with that. Like, go.
And we don't have, like, when you're on a budget, you can't face stuff is like a luxury. Like, I don't have
money.
It's
like meaningful beauty. Oh, it's all like $150 deduction every month. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Enough with this shit.
Yes.
This
yes.
Auto deduction.
So I
ordered one thing, and then she texts me and she's like, well, just make sure you do the member because you'll get 10% off and free shipping. And I go, well, no, I go, actually, because I have psoriasis, I don't sign up for anything. I go, I only try it first. I'm using this to my advantage.
Yes.
I only try it first. And then if it works and I don't react,
I'll become a member.
Yeah. I'm just bullshitting. And then, so I do it, and she's like, oh my gosh, no. Did she not read my text? She's like, oh no, you didn't do the preferred customer. She's like, no, you have to pay 10% and shipping. And I'm like, that's okay. I go, I'm okay with that. It's like $16.95. I would rather pay $16.95.
To not be bothered.
Than have an auto debit that I have to fucking cancel and then answer to you, my friend, on why I don't want your shit anymore.
Yes.
And she's like, well, should I send this to you or should I just wait and give it to you when we see each other?
What?
I've seen her once in the last like 20 years.
Did you say send it?
Yes. I said, you know, I'll be able to come up there soon. I'm just not sure when. So I know it's a pain to go to the post office. So just, you know, whenever's convenient for you, don't worry about it. But yeah, I'm like, I'll just let you know when I'm able to come up. And then she still tried to do it. And I was like, just send it.
Yeah. Come on.
So now I have it. And so I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Sorry for that long story, but I will let you guys know if it goes, because I'm sure you guys have friends that are doing the Rodan and Fields thing. And yeah, I heard it works and it's great, but it's also very expensive and it's an auto debit thing. And but if the slash, so Michaela, what she told me was she researched it and she found that basically you can just put cod liver oil on your eyelashes and your eyebrows. So that's what she was doing. And your roots.
Uh-huh.
Your hair growth, if you feel like your hair's thinning or whatever. Because she came up here, she's like, sorry, my hair's greasy. And I was like, oh, what are you doing? She had put the cod liver oil on her, which I had already done with my hands. If you put cod liver oil and...
Does it smell?
Turmeric? No, it doesn't smell like
Okay.
It's not like fish or anything. I'll show you. It's in my bathroom. So before the lash boost got here, I've been doing what she was doing, putting it on my eyebrows and my eyelashes. And I haven't done my roots yet because it does make it greasy. And that's like $10 off Amazon.
That's cool.
So you can ask her on her, because she's been doing that for a while. And I'm going to keep doing that on my eyebrows, but I'm going to do a lash boost on my eyelashes. So I'll let you guys know if any of it works, so you don't have to spend your money. But at least you could do the cod liver oil, because that's fucking cheap.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it comes with brushes. It came with like 5 different brushes, like a mascara brush, an eyebrow brush. And it's like you just dip it in a little vial of like essential oils, but whatever.
That's cool.
Anyways, all right.
Okay, so right away I was freaking out that they have Jax in overalls and he chose to only put one strap on.
He's trying to do a Sandoval move and trying to make it a thing.
Yes. And I know that a lot of people have been commenting on the way that Jax and Brittany look in these episodes, like saying like, oh, you guys need to lose weight or whatever. But it is kind of funny. They are both a little plumper in this show. They have both totally slimmed down. Not that anything was wrong before, but it is funny seeing Jax like shoved into some overalls with his little plaid shirt, trying to like be athletic in front of the dad.
Yeah.
And the dad like wearing his little like, he's wearing,
yeah, the
like,
dad's skinny.
Yeah, he's wearing like a little like Nike like dry shirt. You know, it's like a little like ball, like a little
right.
Like
an Airweave.
And it like wasn't Nike. It was like a little like brand, you know, that's like at the hardware store that you know, captures the sweat or something. Like and then what about when he's like what was the quote where he would call, he's like about Tarzan and Jane?
Oh,
what
did he say? He's like, he looks like Tarzan, but he plays more like Jane.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. And then like his thing about finding a wife. He's like, finding a wife, a good wife, it's like finding a good jewel. You just don't never know where you're going to find this here type of thing, or whatever he said. It was just kind of like, okay.
Yeah. And then
Linda still says nothing. So I'm like, I'm feeling a little like Annie escaping polygamy right now, but I'll just let it go.
Yeah. The other thing that they let us know that we know right away is going to be a big problem for Jax and Brittany. Because of their grandfather, their deceased grandfather, it's a dry farm. And Jax, like, he almost breaks out into a sweat right there, because he's just like,
He's in detox already. But also at her father's. I don't even think it's just the grandpa, because if we go to the father's dinner, like, everyone's drinking, like, iced tea. And maybe Jax was drinking Coke, but it was all on ice in, like, the tumblers.
Yeah, I noticed that, because I have these same tumblers from the Dollar Tree, so I recognized them. I was like, oh my god, my cups. They're like the Coca-Cola cups that you get from McDonald's for free. Like the, you know, those, like the ones like they gave.
I don't know, because I don't order Coke and I don't go to McDonald's, but you know.
Oh, well, like it was like a childhood thing too. Like that.
Oh, I get it. Like,
no, you sound like a bitch.
Oh, I do. And that's going to be my tagline on your birthday when we're holding the diamonds. My tagline's going to be, I might be a bitch online, but I'm also a bitch in real life.
Ooh, that's a good one. I've got to work on mine.
Yeah, I was going to like try to brainstorm for all of you guys, and you'll have no problem.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so they're all like, it stuck out to me so much because they are like, they have paper plates, which I love. Then, they, all of their glasses have ice in them. Like, I have been around people who like are not into ice. Yeah. Like they just,
oh, now it's like the no ice, no ice. Like I actually do that on the airplane. I'll get water with no ice. Cause otherwise I get two sips of water.
Yeah.
Cause of the airplane glasses. That's are so true. Small. But normally I'm an ice girl.
Yes.
And I know everyone, like, I like my shit refrigerated. Like, Michaela comes here. She always wants the lukewarm water on the floor. I'm like, how about it? I want the refrigerated shit, but whatever.
Yeah. I like everything cold and ice.
Me too.
But it was just, I don't know. It just struck me. Like, it was all these dark liquid glasses on the table with their little ice cubes. And I could just almost hear it. Like, I could hear the ice clinking. You know those family dinners where you're all gathered and it's like clink, clink, clink.
Very clear was iced tea.
Yes.
Jack's is
sweet
darker.
Tea for sure. I bet you.
Jack's is
full
darker.
Of sugar.
I think his was Coke or something.
Yeah. He got a special little drink. Okay. And then the other.
He's probably not used to sweet tea or doesn't. You know.
Right. Or like sometimes like a different drink that you don't drink that with your food, it throws it off.
I don't like sweet tea. I never drank iced tea ever growing up. It was only till I came out here and whatever. I only liked unsweetened iced tea, but I like to sweeten it myself or and with lemon or,
yeah.
or whatever. But like sweet tea, oh, I don't like it. It's too sweet.
It gives me a stomach ache. Like I seriously get like, I have to go to the bathroom. It hurts.
It's super sweet and syrupy. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Granted, I probably only tried it at like Taco Bell, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too sweet.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's what happened with Jax because he's not used to it. So he probably just went for like. Well, we got some Coca-Cola.
Yeah. And I bet you anything, it was like out of a liter.
Yeah. That's just going to say.
You know, like they do not strike me as can people. Like it, that's why they have the glasses out. Because it's like everyone can choose their drink.
And you can pour
it in. Yeah. 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 Because those are like, you know, at 99 cents at the store.
Right.
Two for, yeah.
Whereas in Minnesota, everything's a can. So like at weddings, every graduations, there's just like coolers filled with shit. But it's like all labeled like Sprite. Coke, Diet Coke, Root Beer, Orange, like and it's all just cans.
Yeah.
I mean, you go through, like, I used to drink like 8 Sunkists a day, every single day in the summer.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I was a string bean. Like, now I can like have 1 Starburst and I look 9 months pregnant.
Horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, I should move back to the Midwest and drink Sunkist all
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Seriously. So okay,
the food.
The food, whatever. I mean, it's so interesting to watch. And like I said, I really feel it's unfiltered. So these 6 episodes, we are going to get just like...
Do you think they bought the frog legs or do you think they caught the frogs?
Bought them.
Yeah, because otherwise they would show that process, right?
They were really perfect. Like it was like perfectly like the butt of the frog, whatever that is.
They look like real little humans.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
Gross.
Gross. And then like, okay, we started cutting up the log of American or Velveeta, which, you know, we all pretend we don't like or eat, but, you know, we really probably do. But yeah, the blue bonnet and then the giant vat of how many cans of green beans? Did she get like the Costco version? Like just opened up a gallon of canned green beans and threw them in that bowl?
I don't know, but I mean.
Those biscuits look good though.
Yeah, everything looked like the whole time. Like it was making me so hungry. Like watch, like they just ate. Like it was like just a carb filled, like 2 days that he was there. And, and then, you know, what is her name? Mima or Mama?
I know.
Anyways, like she, like, you know, sent him outside to go do some chores. She's like, he's with me today. I'm going to have him do some stuff and shovel some poop. And she's laughing. And then she corners him about marrying Brittany. It's like, okay, these people are so relentless. And then the bonfire happens. Okay.
Wait, Jax was feeding the chickens. And then Sherry and Brittany were making breakfast with like store-bought eggs. Granted, they said pasture-raised store-bought eggs. So, well, maybe their chickens are for like chicken and not eggs, because there are two different types of chickens. I just remember that. Yeah, because, oh my God, I grew up on, like, I don't even want to tell you this story, and I won't because we're running over, but there's chicken, like, egg chickens, and they, like, shove 8 chickens into a cage, like, the size of a hamster cage, like a cat carrier, like a small dog carrier.
I've seen the videos.
Yeah. I worked in one of the factories. And their water dish is, like, the size of, like, an eye drop. It's terrible. So there are chicken eggs, and then there's, like, you know, we're going to eat you chicken.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the kind of chickens I have, because, like, otherwise, like, why you have, like, 500 acres and all these chickens, chicken coops, but you don't have eggs. You have to
I would probably do the same thing. I would probably, like, not go collect eggs and just go buy them.
Yeah.
I probably would.
She did buy the brown ones.
I'm still too scared to buy the brown ones.
It took me a long time. Now I'm like, no, I don't. Because if you think about it, they're dropping something natural into a vat of bleach. So why would you opt for bleach?
So they all cut. They come. Every egg comes out that brown color.
As far as I know. You know, I grew up like farm-ish,
but
no livestock.
So. I would think that I would picture that it'd be more robin egg-esque, you know. And then yeah, they drop it in the I don't want to know.
I don't think they come out that stark white.
No, I don't either. Yeah. But I don't think milk does either. Don't they do something to, like, milk too?
Oh, dude, I was babysitting one time, and like on a farm family, and I about died. Like, they had a pitcher of milk in there, and it was whole milk, fresh squeezed from the cow, and that's what they drank. And I thought I was gonna lose
What was it? Like, what did it look like?
Milk. It was like, yeah, tinted, but like almost like curdly, and that was like the fucking milk they drank and gave their kids. And I had to, like, I didn't fucking taste it because I was like, I couldn't even get past looking at it, but I had to give it to the kids. I was like, oh my God. I know this sounds terrible. Sound like ridiculous Paris Hilton type.
Yeah, my
horrible shell of people.
My family had a dairy farm out in Chino, and so I spent a lot of time, like, around cows, and it is not pure white. Let's just put it that way. Like, sometimes there's some other shit mixed in there, and
yeah,
I'm not a milk person. I can do I'll do almond milk or something else, but ugh.
Yeah, I'm more like, it's more of a vehicle, like a cereal vehicle.
Right, right.
That kind of.
Like, I never go to a restaurant and I'm like, I'll have milk.
Yeah. Well, like they were saying, Stassi in Mexico, they're like, every morning she's had a glass of milk and a glass of red wine. Well, first of all, that combination.
That is, makes me want to puke. Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, Heathers, that movie, where they're like, I think that was like the combination of what they're trying to get her to hurl. And she's
beets
and milk or something.
So gross.
Yeah. I don't, whatever.
Okay.
So then the bonfire. Okay, we're getting to the end, so we can go to part 2 in a separate podcast.
And we can't wait to watch it. I'm dying right now. Okay, so they have this bonfire, and it's, like, a little ridiculous because Brittany's friends come rolling in on, like, a hayride trailer.
Yeah, I've been on one of those.
Oh, my God. Okay, and they're like, woo! Like, okay.
That wasn't manufactured at all.
Yeah, and, like, and Brittany has, like, her little headband on and a little...
you know what happened? It's, like, at the gate of their farm when all... Okay, which friends are going to come? All the friends are standing there like we were at the front of Sir, signing their release forms. Okay, when you're done with the release form, hop on the wagon.
Totally. Yeah. And then, so, here we see Kara for a second.
Yeah.
Kara. Yeah, Kara. And we see that right away that Jax is going to sneak some alcohol. And he's like, I'm 37 years old and I'm sneaking around. Come on, guys, let's go to the truck. It's like, it's too many of us. He seemed very drunk at that point.
And he's like dancing around like a clam.
And then he goes to approach Brittany's mom and the grandma. And I was like, no, 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 abort mission. Like, you're hammered. Like, he, like, couldn't even walk straight. He's slurring his words.
Yeah.
He looks just jacked up. And like not his like normal cocaine jacks. Like this was like this was he'd been drinking all day jacks or yeah. something. And this is when he word vomits that, you know, he is on the path for marriage.
So just lay off.
And he's getting the ring designed, and this is, the mom just turns into a pile of mush and is like, Jax Taylor, you're gonna be my son-in-law. Jax Taylor. Oh my gosh.
No, Jax Taylor's not going to be a son-in-law because his name's Jason. Like,
she was like
Wachowski or something.
She was like fangirling.
Yeah.
It was just really awkward.
That's when I liked the dad. He's like, well, Sherry's on board. I'm not quite there. He's like, it's not uncommon for us to disagree or whatever he said. I'm like, okay, kind of liking you.
Yeah.
Even though you're. Wife has been kind of mute and you like think your wife is just like, you know, there's only a few good ones, one of us, but all right, keep going with this. I like that he said like he's not sure he can like support her or whatever, and not that she needs, you know, she's her own woman.
He's very it could come off
he's enabling to her, but he's also like a father, but he's also like old school.
Yeah, but it's endearing, but on the border of being weird, I will say.
Yeah.
Like, it's so far, it's okay. Like, he didn't cross any lines, but I definitely have some, like, red flags and questions, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I like him. I mean, who wouldn't want their dad to be protective and want the best for you, you know?
I don't like that. Like, well, I mean, I feel like that wood chopping scene was very manufactured. Like, come on. Like, Jax, you really never chop wood, because I used to think, I'm like, oh, I got this. Me just chopping a piece of firewood, like, I spent 30 minutes at it, and I was like, I couldn't even really get through it. Like, it was ridiculous. So him thinking he can chop a tree down, that seemed pretty manufactured.
Yeah. Well, they have to have those little cute scenes in to, you know.
And then they're like, 30 minutes later, I'm like, did they really stand there for 30 minutes?
No. Yeah. Because
really, they're just standing there.
Yeah.
And he's chopping. And honestly, if y'all have chopped before, if you chop for 2 minutes... you're done. It's fucking hard. So I don't believe for 1 second that he chopped consistently for 30 minutes because he's a gym rat. He is not a working man muscle person. So totally different. A guy that can bench whatever, 100 pounds, a working man's muscle can lift 1,000 pounds. Like, he could not chop for 30 minutes. There's no...
Okay, well, that is it for this episode, guys. We will be back with episode 2, and we will see you guys later.